Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:09 and change on this beautiful Wednesday, November 26, 2025. It's Thanksgiving Eve. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it, because despite the stupid people we just played, we've got great Americans all around us. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, whom we lost this year thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, like Joseph Bonello, Scranton, Robert Wintermantle, Scranton, John Wintermantle, Scranton, and Louis Sicanoffi, Oliphant, but he was a lifelong Dunmorean. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. If they use it to lie, so be it. It's our job to figure it out, and we are free to do so. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a mad world. Maybe some of you are too young to remember that movie, but it is. We've got a Democrat Party they've gone insane. I don't even know. You can't even make it up sometimes. I have something on my phone, and I don't know where here's my phone. That I reminded myself to bring up. And, you know, we're watching, by the way, thank God there's some blowback against these six idiot congresspersons who totally, I mean, they really crapped the bed. bunch of fools. And they basically committed sedition. Now, at the same time they're committing sedition, here's your Democrat Party for you. Guys, you people that are dedicated to the Democrat Party, please fix it. Please fix it. Yesterday, Pennsylvania banned hair racism by making a new protected class for hairstyles such as dreadlocks. This is the Democrat Party in the state of Pennsylvania. This is Governor Shapiro, who decidedly, he's maybe one of the whitest men on the planet. He does not have dreadlocks. This is what these goofballs are doing, and they're passionate about it. Hair racism, no more in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Holy heavens. We can't be exhausted, but they're exhausting. Their stupidity is exhausting. Did you hear the kids, the young women, that they were asking? No, you can't have tattoos. You can't have a tattoo before you're 18 years old, but at 12, you could permanently alter your gender, or attempt to permanently alter your gender. That's okay at 12. But at 18, you better wait until you're 18 because that's permanent. Well, isn't the gender-affirming care permanent? Yeah, but they sort of know what they're going to do when they're 12. You cannot make up their stupidity, and we got to call it what it is. We can't dance around it. That's one of the things that Trump, it leads to divisiveness, of course. Because people were so used to being polite around abject stupidity. Being kind around evil. So now, if it is not the dumbest thing, Pennsylvania now. Shapiro just had, what, an 182-day, something ridiculous amount. A shutdown, a no budget. But he was preparing the nappy hair dreadlock ban on discrimination. You can't make it up. And now we have the city of Scranton. Then, unfortunately, one of the three blind mice was not there. Remember, they're in office till January. The three blind mice on Scranton City Council. The mayor wants to buy this Fidelity Bank building next year, next to the city hall. Now, I will guarantee you that the city of Scranton has not done a space utilization study for its city hall, which is massive, and served not only as police headquarters. The entire basement was police headquarters. But it served 142,000 people back in the 40s. Now there's about 70 if we're lucky, and they need another building. And they need to take a $3 million property off the tax rolls. Absolutely insane. This is what the left does. And now, in what can only be described as a thumping, proving the voters of Scranton are stupid. Sorry, you're stupid. She won 2-1 over two quality opponents. And wow. Bikes in the bike lanes are going in before the potholes are replaced. And we're watching our state rep, our state senator, Marty Flynn. I actually get it. But he's introducing legislation regarding flying cars. And I think the reason is because he knows that Mayor Cognetti's not going to fix the potholes. We have to stop driving. We've got to start flying. Yeah, Kim texts in, Bob, who gives a crap about their hair anyway? Remember, I played that clip of Michelle Obama? She's an idiot. She's a complete idiot. Saying to people, as I guess theoretically to white people, don't be telling us to straighten your hair. Whoever told you to straighten your hair? It's insane. Unreal. So, Paige Cognetti, speaking of, has hired the outfit that did all the lying for Mamdani in New York for her congressional run. So you know she is in full standing with the communist wing of the Democrat Party, which appears to be all of it. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So the streets of Scranton are like Fallujah, but we're going to have bike lanes. I've got to tell you, and I have no specific recollection, if I've seen 7 or 8 bikes downtown in my lifetime, but we're going to pay $30 million for bike lanes and stop signs. That's what this fool is going to do. Somebody texts in his new book, John Fetterman. Bob Casey's the nicest guy in Washington. Former Governor Tom Wolf, perfect gentleman. Open a conversation. And Josh Shapiro is for Josh Shapiro. Every decision based on his advancement and totally political, whether it hurts PA or not. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Somebody said just drove down Lackawanna Avenue from Main Avenue. In Scranton, and they paved that last year. It's now all cut up. See, what you do if you're competent is every year you get in touch. You have a paving program, first of all. This is what you do in your city. We did it in our county. You have a paving program because you have to constantly reinvest in your roads. And that paving program is distributed to all the utilities and all parties which have rights of way in your city, in your county, whatever it happens to be. And you say, what are your plans for the year? Here are ours. And then you coordinate. And in effect, you can leverage your paving dollars with the money that the utilities and others have to use to fix streets that they dig up. And it's coordinated, and you save money, and you pave more roads, and you keep them in better shape, and the utilities are happy. Crazy. This is the incompetence. So now, Mamdani's liars will be Paige Cognetti's liars. Well, same thing. It really is the same thing. Sad. Sick. Crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Bill Haley, he had the number one hit in the UK with Rock Around the Clock, Murph tells us. This date, 1955. And, of course, the 1789, a day of Thanksgiving set aside by President George Washington. You heard, it was, and the Thanksgiving was to mark the adoption of the Constitution. Now, the original Thanksgiving celebration, so to speak, was by the Pilgrims, of course, many decades earlier. But you heard, we had idiots in this country that just have their synapse in their brain just connects a little differently forever. They said, oh, it's got to be established in a religion. Well, they didn't know that the marketers in our country could secularize any holy day. They could secularize it. They could turn it into a marketing opportunity and thus blot it out. And so you don't have to worry about the establishment of religion here. The religion for many is consumerism. But I digress. So I was alerted by friends of mine, just point of personal privilege here if you could. An old friend of mine by the name of Chris Kelly, he passed away back June 24th, and they finally got his obituary in the paper today. He was a special, warm-hearted guy, a great, great performer, and he died too young. Teaching down in Virginia and a Dunmore guy, and then I look just to the left of that, and there was a beautiful woman by the name of Pamela Polizzi. She was 68. You can't even describe. She had health problems and all kinds of other issues her whole life. I never saw her when she wasn't smiling and laughing, ever. Despite whatever issues, she passed away at age 68, November 23rd. So the obituaries are a little hard to take this morning, that I must say. It's, by the way, our friend Mark from Hazleton, he points out, and Bulldog, do you have the Peanuts song ready? All right, he's chewing on something. That's why I always figure if he could be distracted by what he's eating. All right, Bulldog, play the Peanuts song because it's the birthday of Charles M. Schulz. I don't know which one. He's passed decades ago, I guess. But maybe we'll play that a little bit all day, Bulldog, huh? Charles M. Schulz brought us a lot of joy, didn't he? Just like my friends Pamela Polizzi and Chris Kelly. A lot of joy. So we've got to take a break. I want to hear from our great sponsors. And we're going to come back. We're going to do the Veterans Tribute for this hour. We're going to do the weather. And then you, hey, everything's available for you to call or text 570-883-0098. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Point of privilege today in our veterans tribute brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. This is the weekend. This is a great weekend. Man, I've got to decide which of the places to go to this afternoon, tonight. Because he's got the three great bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, 307. Far Street Tavern. On Far Street in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And the Queen City Tavern right in the main drag, downtown Oliphant. You'll get it if you go. Fine dining? Yep, we got that. A Terra 519. What a great bar scene. I love it. And Stegmaier Mansion, another great bar and an incredible restaurant set in the Mary Stegmaier Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Joseph Bonello. We lost him May 9th of 2024. He was 75. He died unexpectedly at home. Born in Scranton, a graduate of Dunmore High School, class of 1967. He served this country and all of us honorably in the United States Air Force during the Vietnam War. He has two daughters surviving, one in Switzerland, one in England, a granddaughter in England, a sister, Anne, who I know well, and brothers Frank and Dave, who I also know well. Joe lived a full life on his own terms. Yes, he did. He made many friends and acquaintances over the years while bartending at the VFW in Dunmore. And his time working at the Marjan Golf Course in Mount Cobb. Love this guy. His family wishes to thank Bob Harrington, Mary Regina Perry, and Jeannie and Jim Mitchell for their longtime friendship and support over the years. They had a celebration of his life up at the Marjan last year. It was cool. Actually cool. Joseph Bonello. Our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Unusually emotional today. The Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds, breaks of sun, chance of showers, but it's going to be 60 degrees, 51 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 40. Thursday, Thanksgiving. Clouds, breaks of sun, chance of a late day snow showers, 40. Now, I hope it snows while we're playing football tomorrow morning. Friday, cloudy and windy with snow showers. Could leave a coating maybe up to an inch, high 37, depends where you are. Saturday, partly cloudy, 38. Sunday, breaks of sun and clouds with chance of afternoon showers, 40 degrees. So not a great weather forecast other than today, but that's okay. Hey, if you would, we don't have to do all politics today. We could do some. if you choose, it's your show. But I'd love to know your Thanksgiving memories and your favorite Thanksgiving traditions. I really would love to know it. I mean, obviously I can start it off. Murph tells us that the Beatles re-recorded their hit Please Please Me at EMI's Abbey Road Studios, London, England, this date, 1962. So I got to go. Now, was I there earlier? No. Anyway, I got to go to my beloved 6:30 Mass at the Cathedral this morning. And that usual, just amazing gang of people were there. And I don't know, it really does center you and focus your day. I know why they go. I told some of the people, because when I switched times, I used to be on at noon. So I could go two or three, even more times a week when I was on at noon. But now that 6:30 time frame, it's my main preparation time. Like I'll watch all the cable shows all day and all night when I go home and read and all the stuff you guys send me. And but the morning you know you got to consolidate it and put it together. And that was right in prime time. And then we got Chauncey. And the bull mastiff has to be taken out and the cat has to be fed, and you have to separate the cat and the dog while the cat's being fed and all that kind of thing. And so, but when I get to go there, it is such a great treat. And obviously for the purposes of praying and starting my day that way, but also just to see the people that are there. And I've got to rush out of there. So it's not a lot of chit-chatting. I'm not a chit-chatter anyway. But seeing and acknowledging them and all that, the people that go to that, and they go every day. So many of those people go every day. And it's just great. Anyway, Thanksgiving traditions. Thanksgiving traditions. Tell me your favorites. Tell me what you will be doing, what you used to do that you remember fondly, all of that. 570-883-0098 to call or to text. Here's our man, Wayne from Jessup. How are you, Wayne?
Very good, Robert. I just want to know if you're going to be wearing the leather helmet for this football game.
I really should be. I should wear a leather helmet. I should. No, and it is full contact. It's touch football, but it's full contact to the ball.
Sure, that's what touch football is. Sometimes.
But I don't try anymore. I used to try. And I say to myself, you know, first of all, you're beyond. I'm beyond washed up. But besides that, you know, okay, what am I going to get out of this? I don't need that thrill. But now, Wayne, let me go right to you, because you played for Scranton Tech, and you would have that great Scranton Tech Central game every Thanksgiving morning. Wow.
Yes, it was. One of my favorite events, Bobby. Yep. Yep. We always played against Scranton Central, which you knew most of the other team. It was always a great rivalry.
Yeah.
One of my favorite events for Thanksgiving. Plus, normally, you know, like your family getting together, like my family coming in from Detroit and everywhere. That was always a great time, too.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah.
Those are fond memories of days of
Wayne, let me ask you two questions while I have you. Number one,
sure.
Do you recall any particular game? Did you beat Central during those 4 years?
We beat Central all 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is the mid-60s, right?
I played on the undefeated team in 1965 with Scranton Tech.
We
beat them all 4 years.
And every time one of our veterans, and by the way, it is often, is a Scranton Tech graduate, I always say the great Scranton Technical High School.
And I always thank you for that. Yeah.
My grandmother went there. And she went there, and then I sort of rediscovered. I always liked tech for whatever reason, and then rediscovered
probably a lot of you. Probably your good buddies went there.
Oh, one of my buddy Jimmy McAndrew went there.
Oh, great guy.
Loved him.
I knew Jimmy well. Funny as hell.
All right, now let's switch tracks. You remember all these games? Did you spend? You did spend a Thanksgiving in Vietnam. Am I correct?
Yes, I did, and also in Germany.
What was that? What was that like?
Well, I'll tell you what. We didn't get any turkey. The stars look that way. Mm-hmm. Out in the Central Highlands, they had a hard enough time bringing choppers in, even though I worked with a chopper base. Okay, they couldn't take a chance of getting shot down. Yeah. So, because we were losing choppers left and right. So no, we didn't. We didn't have any turkey, but in over in Germany, I did. Yeah.
What were guys thinking? I mean, you had to be thinking about home and the traditions, not just the game, the dinner, the family, and here you are in Vietnam, thousands of miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true. It's a different experience, Bobby. It's a lonely experience.
Yeah.
Put it that way. You know, now Germany wasn't as bad. But you're still away from home. You're away from your family and everything. It's kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's lonely. It's a very lonely feeling. Yeah. You know, over in Germany, at least you're able to call your family. Over in Vietnam, you're way out in the jungles. You're not going to be able to call anybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bad part.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, but I have very fond memories of Thanksgiving. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Well,
and we beat Scranton Central for 4 years in a row.
That enough said. My gosh.
I used to go watch the West Side Dunmer game after that.
Yeah, West Side Dunmer. People forget 10,000 people would go to the Tech Central game. They alternated who was earlier, in the morning. And then Memorial Stadium would empty, and 10,000 more would come in to watch the afternoon game. Unbelievable!
This is true. You couldn't get a seat in that stadium. You'd be standing.
Unbelievable!
Well, yeah, they were great times.
You were part of a lot of great things, Wayne. Thank you for those memories. I appreciate it, my friend.
You too, buddy. Hey, if you can find that leather helmet, bring it out. You might need it.
I have to wear golf spikes. That's all I have
my
left.
My first year at Scranton Tech, that's what we had, the old leather helmet. I'm not kidding you.
I believe it. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it so
you
much.
Take care. Have a good holiday.
Happy
have a nice weekend.
Okay. All right,
take care,
man.
My friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Thanksgiving memories. Amazing. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 9:50. That means time for Bloomberg Money Minute. The Zombies. I was going to nix this song. I said, I don't know what this song is. And the Bulldog actually sang it for me. So I said, oh, I know that. Well, Murph tells us on November 26, 1964, the Zombies recorded their hit, Tell Her No. Hey, Fred's in West Pittston. He remembers Thanksgiving football. How are you, Fred?
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Happy Thanksgiving. 1972, Bob. You know, I had confirmation. The old man said, go ahead, crack a Schaefer. That was, you know what I mean?
Ah, that
was the first time I had my beer.
And all the, how old were
and
you?
And all the homemade wine in Pittston and everywhere was going like crazy. So everybody from you know, the Wyoming area was playing Pittston area. Jimmy Cephalo was playing that day. It was
game.
A nice day.
Big game.
And Bob, the guys, the people that were there, 5-4 deep, the bleachers were full. They were all bleachers,
yep.
But everybody came. Everybody gave all the Pittston area people, you know, so they can drive over and all that. And people walking over the bridges. It was phenomenal.
Mm.
I mean, the wine sacks, everybody supported. The hippies were there with the wine sacks. Everybody was there, Bob.
Oh, that is so great.
The laws and the bar. I mean, these were, and back then it snowed. It snowed and they played.
Yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
But they won 14-8 Pittston area, and they were phenomenal. It was a great time to be, you know, the ladies would stay home and make the dinner, and you know, it was fun.
Fred, didn't we have an amazing time to grow up? God, it was so great.
It was so great. 1972. I was 79. I graduated. Great guys. Al Harris played for Penn State. It was great, great times. Yeah. The 70s were great for us, and I thank God we were to enjoy that.
You know? Honest to God. People said, would you like to be? So I'm 64. And I graduated in 1979 from high school also. People ask, right. Would you like to be younger? I said, not if I had to miss anything I did.
No, you walked to the game and you know, your father, and they worked. And it was really good. People were like, appreciate each other, and they were good to each other, and everybody was friends. Everybody knew each other. And it was good times, Bob. Yeah. So have a good day. And
thank you, Fred.
Yourself.
Appreciate it, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10 o'clock on the nose. That means we've got to go to the news. Bob Cordaro, the eponymous program, will roll on Thanksgiving Eve. Tell me your favorite Thanksgiving memories and your Thanksgiving traditions. 570-883-0098. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.